Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, we always hear about the importance of an effective leader at the top of your small business, right? But typically, there's an effective number two at every firm. We'll examine the role of a deputy and the buzz on Capitol Hill about retirement plans. And we're brought to you today, in part, by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. How good is the number two at your office, whether a big, medium, or small business? Great bosses get applauded, right? But an able number two doesn't get much attention. When done right, though, Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger says the deputy's job can be a rich and rewarding role. Sue, what have you found?
You really don't hear much about great number twos. All the attention goes to top leaders, great bosses, number ones, the movies, the books, the studies. But if you look closely at the number two role, it's possible for it to be really pretty satisfying. And if you play that hand with finesse, you can really learn a lot and accomplish a lot.
All right, so explain some of the finesse. What's involved?
You really have to be willing to support your boss, even if you maybe don't agree with the boss's plan. You need to challenge the boss when he or she is wrong. You need to take satisfaction in behind-the-scenes wins. Maybe your role is really Mr. or Ms. Inside, and you really are helping things run smoothly while the boss takes the spotlight. On the other hand, you don't get a lot of the blame if things go wrong, and you don't have to suffer the heat of being in the kitchen, so to speak, when everybody's criticizing you when things take a bad turn.
All right, so is this one of those two where you have to check your ego?
Absolutely. When I spoke with number twos for this story, they all said that getting the limelight was not their main motivator. They were motivated by other things. Their bosses typically gave them a free hand to accomplish things internally, such as keeping staff morale high, keeping things running smoothly, developing new talent, and that's where they drew their rewards.
It was interesting. I know one of the women you talked to said she was kind of hurt in a separate number two role because the boss, a previous boss, withheld information. Is that maybe a boss who sees the number two as a threat? Because that's a tough environment.
That was exactly the situation for that number two, and she really couldn't operate because the boss was not letting her know some critical things about what was going on with the organization. You're really at the mercy of the number one, and if the number one doesn't want you to succeed, there's no way you're going to. Mm. That's another big drawback of being the deputy.
All right, so that puts more pressure on the boss, too, in terms of, I don't know, development, right? I mean, you got to have somebody who's good in your number two spot for you to succeed.
Absolutely. And it's really incumbent on the boss to give that number two the freedom to actually have control over some aspects of the operation. The boss needs to pass on all the information necessary. The number two, though, sometimes serves as a dumping ground. I was told by some that, you know, if the boss has a really bad day, he's probably going to vent with you. And so it's a complicated role, and it really requires quite a bit of humility.
Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger. Coming up next, should states be helping with retirement accounts for workers without one? When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Some states are crafting special accounts that they say will make it easier for tens of millions of people to save for retirement. But personal finance writer Janelle Marte at The Washington Post says those efforts could now be blocked by Republicans and business groups who argue that states should not be launching retirement accounts. Janelle, what's up here?
There have been a couple of people who, over the past several years, have really pushed for the some sort of auto IRA or automatic individual retirement account where people who don't have access to a savings plan through their jobs would at least have access to an IRA where they would be automatically signed up and have this money easily deducted from their paychecks. So with this, when we saw that the federal government was not making progress on creating one of these accounts, the states, several states, took this into their own hands, so to speak, and have been launching these accounts. And the plan is, or the goal is, to make it much easier for people to save by offering the two things that really make it much more likely for people to save for retirement. And that's, you know, making it easy because it would be automatically deducted, that payroll deduction straight from your paycheck, and also signing people up so that they don't have to think about it, but of course giving them the option to opt out and to say that they don't want to participate.
And what are the reasons that these folks are against this type of rule or allowing states to create their own retirement type plans or rules?
We have some business groups saying, well, hey, what this does is it puts the states in position to compete with workplace plans. What about if some small businesses decide to drop their retirement plans? And they're saying it could have some unintended consequences. And, on the other side, we have people saying, well, employers are not required now to provide this benefit, and we need to help fill this gap that exists with all the millions of people who are not having an easy way to save right now.
Well, we're speaking with Janelle Marte at The Washington Post. Her piece is called Congress Could Pump the Brakes on These New Retirement Plans. There was a congressman you quoted in your story who said we should be incentivizing 401ks. Is that seen as sort of the compromise or the next level of argument here?
Well, that's what he says he wants to bring to the table. So he's saying he's going to look into providing or making a proposal that would make it easier for small businesses, for example, to get together and to share the costs of offering a retirement account like a 401k.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.